Oh, yeah, it was great. Get my first catch from EJ. Kind of got all my butterflies out. I kind of let it loose then. And kind of was getting in the groove after that catch.
Does it kind of feel like you're back home? I know you're not at Clemson, but you're getting back in the Carolinas. There are a lot of Clemson people out there. Does this kind of almost feel like you were back home in college?
Most definitely. I feel like it was a lot of Clemson fans out there supporting us. We got a big group of guys that's on the team, me, CJ, Jonathan Meeks, and a lot of others. So I felt like the Clemson fans showed up and supported us well.
Is that making your transition a little bit easier? That there are so many, I mean, there's five guys that are Clemson guys on this football team. Does that make your transition easier with so much of a spotlight on you?
Of course. I mean, CJ is a big leader. He picked me up every time. If I mess up any little thing, he makes sure he's on me. Just being a leader. And Jonathan Meeks, same thing. He read things. We work out the practice. Those type of guys that I need on the team that pick me up and lift me up.
Obviously, I'm sure you know what to expect, but what's it like to go out there getting so heavily involved in the offense right off the bat and then have to go to the bench, give the other guys a chance? Is that kind of tough to have to handle?
Oh, yeah, it's a business decision. I can't control that. But it's great just getting out there and getting out there with the first offense and just showing the consistency we had driving down the field. And, I mean, it was still a great outcome because we knew we was driving the ball on the first defense. We was moving the ball well. And, I mean, it's all a game situation. I was great supporting the other guys out there.
You've been getting such rave reviews in the training camp practice. How anxious are you not only regular season but even to get some extended preseason time to really show off in games and show you can take practice into the games?
It'll be great. That's when the playbook is open. That's when we really get the scouting guys, getting reading guys' keys and defenses and blitzes, everything. That's the important part. That's the preparation of the game. Right now, we can't really prepare that much. We go in the game kind of blind, go out there, play, do our regular plays, but I can't wait till the real season where we get to break the defense down. Oh, it's going good. We're just growing each other. We both young and growing in the same offense. But eventually we'll start clicking and doing the things that the veterans doing. And it takes time. It takes practice. And we'll get there.
You just talked about how EJ looked to be in sync on that opening drive. I mean, it seemed to be hitting all you guys. It looked like everything was in rhythm. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. He had great poise today. Our whole offense came out, and we proved the point that we can drive the ball. And that just come with running different plays. We kind of opened up the playbook a little bit. We had plays. We kind of scouted the defense a little bit. And EJ did a great job with driving us down the field.
And then just the turnovers that your defense got for you guys, it really kind of put you in position to put some points on the board there at the end of the half. Can you just maybe comment on the opportunities they created for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a great defense. We got a great group of guys, first, second team, third team. Those guys go out there and play relentless for us. Each game, and I can't commend them with putting us in the situation that they did with the pick, with the fumble, and us going down the field getting those 3 points and 7 points. That's what we need as a team.
Have you seen a noticeable difference from the level of football in the NFL to what you were facing last year, maybe when you played South Carolina or Florida State or something? Is it a pretty big gap that you got close?
At the end of the day, I think the older guys tell you it's football. It's never going to change. It might be a little quicker, but at the same time, it's just – the little details that you have to fix from college, just the transitioning. And once you figure the transition out and learn how guys play and what the coaches want and expect out of you, it's easy.
Couple more, guys.
Kind of, sort of. It's different at this level. You know, guys got their families. Guys go different ways. And we at training camp right now, so everybody goes straight to the room and get rest. But during the season, I'm pretty sure we'll get out and do things just such as go out to eat and hang with each other.
Sam, did that 2011 ACC championship game in your mind when you got here? And then what was it like seeing all those orange jerseys in the crowd?
Yeah, playing here just made my transition easy tonight. I figured out I played in this stadium with at least 80,000, 70,000 Clemson fans. So it made my transition easy with just being out there on the field. And just to have my fans here, it felt like a college game. Everybody screaming name, and we had great support.
As the regular season gets closer, do you ever let it cross your mind how much this team gave up specifically to get you? Does that ever weigh on you at all?
Not at all. I feel like they trust in me and I trust in them. And it's up to me to go out there and play on the field. And I just got to keep continuing getting better. And I feel like we got exactly what we need on offense and defense. And we just ready for the season.